matinee with Bob and Ray.
That's all we'll hear from Goulding today. Taking Christmas Day off, and this is Bob Elliott welcoming you to our recorded and transcribed edition of Matinee with Bob and Ray. I had an idea for this program when I came in here, but after listening to records since 6:15 this morning, you can't keep much on your mind. Jimmy Sullivan is in charge of the control end of things today, number 46902B. Sullivan goes by, and we're about the only ones around here. Norm Prescott arrived, looking very bright and chipper at 10:30, and somebody's in the newsroom, I think. And so, from now until 1 o'clock, we'll just sort of pass the time of day with you. There is a portion of the program to be sponsored by Wyoming Motors, but I imagine they, like all of the other sponsors, will relinquish their commercial message today in the interest of the holiday. No, they didn't. There's a one-minute commercial there. We'll get to that later. We were talking the other day about records and trying to pick out the big records of the year 1948. As you may know or may have heard, we're going to have another of those New Year's Eve programs this year at WHDH, which feature the selections of the various Josh Diskies around the station, what they think were the 10 best records of 1948, not as much matter of sales, but matter of what they liked best and had the most requests for. You all submitted entries. And today I'll give you a little preview of some of the ones that I submitted. It's hard to think of 10 big songs or 10 great artists on records. It's limited to 10. There are so many. And while there are a great number of big hits every year, there are also a number of records which never quite make the grade, and for reasons that are very hard to figure out. That's what we're concerned with in this next 25 minutes. Matter of fact, here's one that I still can't see why it didn't go further. I mean, it was right there. It's done by two very talented musicians. They have good background, and their voices, I personally believe, are really sensational. I don't think they've appeared on Matinee with Bob and Ray before, but they really have something on the ball, and they should have done something. They should have gone further. And so one of my 10 selections, one of my choices for a big record of 1948, certainly the song, you heard the song, but this particular version never went anywhere. Maybe somebody has, after the hearing this, they will have an idea why it didn't. But in the meantime, all we can do is listen. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Christmas mood, and listen to "I'll Dance at Your Wedding," beautiful rendition to it.
I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father, I'll drink to your mother, then I'll have another for old lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young, the old, and them. I'll have myself another drink and I'll kiss them all again. I'll dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding as mine?
I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother. Then I'll have another for Owen's eye. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and the old, and then I'll have myself another drink and I'll kiss them all again. I'll dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding? At mine? Yes, mine.
Well, some things you just can't figure out. It was all there, all the words and the music, but it never went anywhere. And probably won't go anywhere from here on either, except back to the library. This is the commercial part of the thing. There's not a word about Merry Christmas in here from Wyoming Motors, for some reason. Plus, I suppose they wanted Ray and myself to wish you a Merry Christmas. If you haven't already received a wish like that, we do. At least, I wish it to you on behalf of Ray. The new Mercurys have arrived in Melrose, right at Wyoming Motors, 185 Essex Street, known as the Shop on Sly Corner. It's opposite the railroad station out there, and it says in the copy to get there today, which you can. You can drive, you can take a train, subway. No, they don't. I guess you can take a streetcar or something. Fly on a broomstick if you want. But they won't be open. So why don't you wait till Monday? And then get off to Wyoming Motors in Melrose and see the new Mercurys. Or if you're in the mood for a Lincoln, take a look at the new Lincoln and the Lincoln Cosmopolitan. You'll want to get either one of these fine cars. Maybe you'd like to get both of them. You can get them, it says, at Wyoming Motors. That's providing you can put up the necessary collateral. If you drive either a Mercury or a Lincoln right now, you're lucky. Because the Ford that I've got freezes up every other day, and, well, we won't go into that. Take it to Wyoming Motors. Do you suppose, Jim, that they could do anything with that trouble you had with your car this morning? Sullivan's car boiled over. Then he discovered he didn't have any antifreeze in the thing. Well, serves you right. Oh, your wife is listening. Well, Wyoming will put your car in smooth-running condition, put it briefly. Get it fixed up so it'll give you extra miles of perfect performance for your weekday and weekend driving. Get out there today. Case the joint from the outside, and then Monday when they're open, drop in. They'll let you sit in these new cars out and back there. You can feel the upholstery and blow the horn. Just give them a good once over. Mercury and Lincoln, sales and service. Wyoming Motors at 185 Essex Street. Opposite the railroad station in Melrose. Do it Monday. Not today. Here are two other fellas who should have done something by way of records in the year 1948, but ended up without doing a thing. Ended completely zero. I don't know whether they happen to be listening today or not. If they are, we certainly hope that they appreciate this version of Lullaby of Broadway. You may recognize them when you hear it. People tell me they have an uncontrollable desire to stand up and yell, "Hey!" at this point in the record. Others tell tell me they have an uncontrollable desire to leave the room. This is not a gay Christmas. We had our Christmas party yesterday. Had the whole production was in an uproar, as a matter of fact. Had various people, members of the staff, appear on the program. If you missed it, you didn't miss anything. But and we also had a secret microphone connected to the studio where the party was going on. And that turned up some very interesting conversations. I don't think much was accomplished, other than three people being fired. But it's a gay holiday anyway, and it's almost time for us to take off for something to eat. Are you having turkey at your house today? Possibly you're using Mary Margaret's recipe for geese stuffing, which she gave so eloquently earlier in the week. If you are, good luck. Now two more gentlemen who made a record, the year 1948, that really missed out by inches. It practically got onto the hit parade. Their version of it practically sold a million copies, only it didn't. I think it sold 200, as the last check showed. Their names are not important. It's the music that they turn out that is, and here's one of their best sides, I think. One that we'll do well to remember year after year. Symphony.
I'll play that thing.
Symphony, symphony of love, music from above. How does it start? You walk in and the song begins, singing violin, start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Kiss, and it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony,
Ain't that pretty?
No, I wouldn't say so.
That sure is classical, ain't it?
That's your opinion.
Change key. Get this argument.
That is a well-made record. It didn't even break. How do you know about that? Well, we only had to cut that because time is running short. I know you'd like to hear the whole thing through, but we have so many other fine things to include. Out of deference to Joe Kelly and as a Christmas present to him, this, of course, is the time when Joe usually presents the New England Farm and Food Program. If you're interested in farm prices, stay tuned. If you're not, this won't appeal to you very much, but I should have used this morning. A little bit sleepy at 6:35. Wasn't able to make it. This bit of news, I mean. So we'll put it in here, since this is public service time. Supplies of locally grown produce were too limited to establish any price changes on the Boston wholesale market Friday. Trading was very light on the market for shipped-in produce. Trading also was light. Not enough sales were reported to show any change in trends. Well, that's one way of looking at it. Nothing happened, I guess, at the market. Very light supplies of anise sold well, be happy to know. And there was a good demand for artichokes. 50% of the demand being from my wife. Supplies of potatoes were light on the Boston market. 100-pound sacks of Maine Katahdin sold at $3.40 to $3.60, with 50-pound sacks $1.75 to $1.85. Green Mountains were $1.75. That's the cheapest Green Mountains have been for quite a long while, I understand. Used to be that you'd pay $5 or $6 for a Green Mountain, but now they're down to $1.75. Rhode Island Green Mountains, and I never studied geography enough to realize that the Green Mountains extended in. Oh, I see what I mean. Well, they were $1.55 to $1.62.5 per 50 pounds. Trading was inactive on the Boston egg market. No wholesale trading was reported to establish values. Plentiful supplies of large nearbys were offered at 61 cents and found no outlets. I guess that's enough farm news. Should have been up at 6:35 anyway to hear it. Well, we'll have to let Ken and Bill take over at this point, I guess, because having made two emergency sides for use on days when they were sick and couldn't make it. Funny how they're always sick on a holiday. They can't seem to time it out so it's in the middle of a week, just any old week, they don't have to make it. But anyway, they've done this thing, which is Kate, and so we'll play it now, Jim. Tell me they have an uncontrollable desire to stand up and yell, "Hey," at this point on the record. Mr. Green has now moved to a small, slightly used upright piano. Quiet boys.
knows how much I love you. You do, you do, do you, you do. No one means more to me than you. December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're away and skies are gray and you don't know from nothing they say. Who has a charm that very few do?
You do.
Who makes life necessary? You. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true?
Who?
Don't give me three guesses. One will do.
Thank you, boys. Certainly been mighty nice having you drop in on the program today. I wish that we'd had time to play. I wish that I'd been satisfied with Mary, but we didn't. Oh, it may be a good thing, Tex, as a matter of fact. We've got to move, though, because Fred Cole wants to spin around a few hundred times for the next half hour with Jukebox Jury and his special guest, Vaughn Monroe. You'll want to hear that, I'm sure. Let me see, the program credits. The program was written by Bill Shea. Production by Guglielmo Verdi. The musical direction under the supervision of Kenneth L. Wilson of the WHDH Music staff. He is the staff. We'll be back again on, when? Well, day after tomorrow would be good. I don't believe we'll make it tomorrow. Monday at 1, or matinee with Bob and Ray. The program wasn't heard in Canada through facilities of anything. Wasn't transcribed or produced in Hollywood for rebroadcast at this time. This is Bob Elliott wishing you saying I hope you'll be with us again on Monday. We'll look for you then. And don't forget to listen to Cruise Corner today, which I have the pleasure of doing. Break of a Lifetime. Break of a Lifetime? WHDH in Boston. Again, you may not, but I don't think so.
Hello there. This is Basil Rathbone. Now at last, a long cigarette of lasting quality. Fatima. First quality for 30 years. Buy the best of long cigarettes. Buy Fatima.